This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park in a place of mistaken identity. Put a bullet through his heart.
And welcome once again to Red 42 Radio. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. I'm flying a little bit solo today. Jim Lancia caught a case of explosive diarrhea via Skype. But I am not alone. I have a special guest with me. He is a former reporter for the New York Times. He's a former personality on Fox News. He's a best-selling author for Detroit American Autopsy. And he's a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he's been a guest on The Political Cesspool, and he's a great guy overall. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, how's it going, my friend?
I got to lean out my office window and smoke a cigarette because my wife won't let me smoke in the house that I own. So we all got problems. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat as you are. I pay all the bills, but my wife will let me do things in my own house that I pay for. But other than your wife having to stick your head out the window on this cloudy day, how is it going, sir?
It's going fine, man. So, like, wait a minute. Are you from the South?
No. I'm from New York.
South Bronx?
No, Northwest Bronx. But the gag is that two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City.
Yeah.
I'm from the city, and my partner Jim Lancia, he's from Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is just up the road. But we like to have fun with it.
Yeah, I got haikus about Bridgeport, man. That place got hit, right? That was the brass capital. And they manufacture ammo and everything there.
Yep.
Like, you know, I'm listening to that, you know. They made me listen here for about 5 minutes to the commercials and everything. I'm like, right. Especially that Southern guy. Like, whoever that dude is, man, what do you think's going on up here? You know what I mean? I'm not calling for, like, rise of the North and we're going to split apart. That's not the answer. The answer is to be together. The answer is let's all together take control of a process that's infected by big money. That's what's going on. I'm not looking to blow apart. That we tried that. That's not going to work, right? So don't forget me, Southern man. I mean, we're dying on a vine up here. Our roads are collapsing. Right. Our schools are awful, right? We got kleptocracy. Yep. Government stealing everywhere. Our prisons are overcrowded. We're not paying for them. Crime's off the hook. Nobody's got a not nobody, but you know, there's too many jobs that don't pay anything. Yeah, it's terrible. Bridgeport, my God.
Yeah, my partner in crime, Jim Lancia, he wrote a book called Downtown White Police about the some of the experiences in Bridgeport. He worked in the late 70s, early 80s when crack was just coming about, and some of his stories are just hair-raising. But
I'm sure they are. God bless him for his work. You know, that was... What is that? Let's see, 80 to 90 to 2000 to 2010, to almost 2000. That's almost 40 years ago, man. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What about
yep.
now? But the thing with police, dude, is we're asking them to keep this country's gone off the track. I think everybody of every political stripe will agree with that, right? And we're asking the police, working class people, to keep the train running. It's an impossible task. Absolutely impossible task. They're working people. And remember this. The government, and I'm not at war with the government. I'm upset with the government. But it's unresponsive to you. The only branch of government that responds to your call is the emergency workers. Only one. They'll come right over when you call them. Right?
Yeah.
And then when they come over, man, they get a hard time. Their pensions are on the ropes. Their pay's not good. And so what do you expect's going to happen? Nothing good.
No, and you're absolutely right. And that's why you take a city like New York with the new mayor, Bill de Blasio. First thing out of the gate when he becomes mayor of New York is to trash his own police department. And what happened about 10, 12 months later? You have Officer Lou and Ramos slaughtered while working overtime. In fact, yesterday, the union, the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, had a hearing or a meeting about how to start the process of retirement. You had 1,200 cops show up at this meeting to learn how to retire because they are getting out as soon as they can. Because, like you said, the pensions are going bye-bye because it just there's no money there. And of course, the only place that has the money is – go ahead.
Well, look, in Detroit, we went bankrupt. We took, you know, retiree health care away. We cut the pensions a little bit. And starting cop here is, you know, about the low to mid-30s max. And, I mean, who wants to do the job? So they're leaving here in droves. So beyond the politics, look, you know, there's issues with police. There's always been. There's always going to be. And I'm not going to discount that. There's most of them are, you know, good public servants. Some of them are not. Got to fix that. There's no doubt. Okay, fine. But what are we going to do without them? What are we going to do when we don't take? Here's what happens in Detroit. We've had, I can't even. In the last year, more. A year and a half, at least six that have been killed on the job. And we're just a fraction of what New York is, right? We don't pay for their funerals when they die on the job. Their kids don't have health care when they die on the job. They give them promotions, you know, over their casket that the widow doesn't get the pension benefits of that promotion. It's all for TV, right? The politicians like to quote crime stat over their body. What? There's no respect. And if we don't respect them, we're going to be lost, man, because everybody's angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we, That's why we have the show. We, you know, we're the only few shows on the radio and television that actually sticks up for good cops. And we talk about the bad ones. There's an idiot out in Arizona. Just shot a guy who was in cuffs complying with orders. But you're absolutely right, Charlie. And that's why nobody wants to take the job anymore. I mean, all the departments around the country, they're having a hard time getting new recruits because of the low pay, low benefits, lack of respect. Also, the media hasn't helped with all this Black Lives Matter stuff on television. So I mean, what do you? And if you're a young person, or especially if you have a family working nights, weekends, holidays, overtime, riots, special events, you know, you have to go because you're considered an essential employee. And so the municipalities say, "Hey, Officer LaDuff, you need to come into work." All right, that's our first commercial. This is Red 42 with Peter Scoop Stanton and our special guest, Charlie LaDuff. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
We're back with Red 42. Here's Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
Okay, we're back with Red 42 with our very special guest, Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, another thing we like to do.
Thanks, yep. Man. It's nice of you.
No problem.
Nobody is
all mine.
Else.
Nope.
Just a American man, that's it.
Yes, sir. But, Charlie, another thing we like to do is remember the fallen officers who died in the line of duty. Out of Pennsylvania, correction officer Mark Bazerman was killed on February the 26th, 2016, in a maximum security facility. Unfortunately, his perpetrator is still alive. But here's food for thought about Sergeant Bazerman. He was 61 years old when he was attacked and killed. He only had 11 years on the job, so this poor man, at 50 years old, had to start another career in the dangerous world of correction. Is that where America's headed?
Let me just say this. God, Stiles, Rose, Jenkins. That's ours. I could go more. That's ours within last year and a half. We got so many here. Where's America headed? Look, man, I mean, if I knew that, I'd know what the Dow's going to do. You know, I know what the Fed's going to do with my money. I don't know where we're headed. I think if I know the American person, I know them to be strong, you know, roll up your sleeves, people. I'm not just ripping off cliches here. It's the truth. I don't think we're afraid for our future. We are afraid for our children's future. Yes, we're afraid of, you know, violence. Nobody in their right mind wouldn't be afraid of violence. We're afraid of what the money's doing, what Wall Street's doing, where our jobs are going. It's hard to plot out a future when you're confused as to about what your leadership is doing, where our lodestar is. You know what I mean? And again, correction officers, paramedics, firefighters. I mean, It's just a difficult, difficult time, and it's a very difficult job. And a little respect is due. And again, I got no problem with Black Lives Matter. To me, and you know, my experience is different than a black person, but to me, what it means is equal treatment, equal justice, nothing less, and nothing more. I have no problem with it. I agree with that, right? But it's got to, it's the same all over. It's the same all over. Twice as many white people die at the hands of police than black people do. You know, and again, I'm not searching for bad cops. I'm just pointing out the facts. Although blacks are a fifth of the population of whites, you would still think there would be some mention of, you know, bad shootings, because you can understand probably where the class of white people come from that are shot and killed by police. It's probably the shabbier side of the track, but they get no mention. What we get instead is discussion of white privilege, and that discussion of white privilege comes from the white elite media, usually liberal, who think white people don't get killed unless they deserved it because they're white. But only from their class does it really kind of work that way. The black elite media cares not a rip for the working class white either, because he doesn't know the white working class white any better than the, you know, elite liberal white guy in the media. They're more interested in maintaining credibility with, you know, the black community, the hard scrabble black community that they no longer belong to, if they ever did. My point being, we're talking in cliches and stereotypes, right? And skin colors, instead of like class issues. The whole point is, you know, you feel like you're losing ground. You want to blame the police when things go wrong, and social media can amplify it, right? That becomes our boogeyman. But in my experience, and I got a book coming out, you know, in May, it's called Shh Show. SH*T*SHOW. That's copyrighted, so nobody in Washington can say it anymore. But that's sort of the what I'm writing about. I'm writing about what this country looks like from the block, from the street, from the factory, from the farm. I mean, I go from Alabama to Florida to the border in Texas to Flint to Detroit to Baltimore to Los Angeles to Bundy's Ranch to Oregon, and I'm looking for the commonality. And I really don't believe we're at a point where it's too late. I think 1968 was a rougher year than the ones we've seen, but there's some very important things going on, such as international trade deals, right? Robotics, all that it's almost like a point of no return. Like, how do you get back that, you know, good American life? I don't know if it's ever going to be the same.
Right. Well, do you think Trump is working towards a better life for the average American?
I don't know. Hard to say, man. You know what I mean? For me personally, I'm not speaking as a pundit. For me personally, the generals, like, you know, the Joint Chiefs and Wall Street still run the White House, right? Tax cut. I suppose that, you know, that's cool for a couple of years, but in the end, you know, working people, those tax cuts disappear and they're maintained for, you know, the 1% that owns 50% of the stock and the bond. You know, if you blow a $1 trillion hole in the budget, you know what I mean? Like, every, you know, this year, what does that mean for our kids in 10 years? Where do the roads come from? Where do the schools come from? What do we do when we don't have any money? What happens to interest?
We borrow it.
We borrow it. From whom? Ourselves. Most of the money we owe, right, is to ourselves. That means it's a promise to pay you later. That means the kids. We owe it to the kids. Our own. You got kids, brother. I got kids. Your listeners have kids. That's what we're talking about, I hope. But a lady in my doctor's office, she goes, I don't care about 10 years. I care about now. I said, all right. Now, you know, if we want to talk about the stock market, here's what I feel. I feel it's full of air. I feel it's full of fake money. You know what I mean? So yep. If we say, hey, man, under Trump, man, the stock market's really taking off, you could make that case for Obama, too. Because when he became president, what was the Dow? At about 7,000? When he left, it was at about, what, 21,000? That thing went up 300%. How did it go up 300%? Wages didn't go up 300%. It's weird.
No, because you got banks like Goldman Sachs that hyperinflating the value of stock, and then we had the bubble back in 2008-2009, and nobody went to jail for that.
Yeah,
fiasco.
Nobody went to jail, man. You know, in my book, just like in my book, I got to say this. I caught a mugger. He mugged my friend, took her cell phone. I ran him down. I whispered in his ear, "You're doing time, MF-er. You're doing time." Right? This guy, he'd been praying on downtown Detroit for, you know, a couple of years, just hitting licks like this. He gets 3 to 15 for a cell phone. He's on his way to the state pen, and I'm laughing, right? What are the boys in the cell block? What you in for, man? They're stealing a purple cell phone. I walk out of the courthouse, and right across the street from the courthouse is I'm including interest here because we have to pay back this interest on this fiasco, is an abandoned jail project. Anybody in like Birmingham, Alabama knows about, you know, the bankruptcy because of the, you know, the sewer system there in the county. So I'm looking at this thing. It's been abandoned. I caught him. It was a cesspool of grass. And $400 million for a pile of rubble. Every suit that was involved in that thing, nobody did it daytime. They're probably all eating steak for lunch and laughing right through their guts.
Charlie, hold that thought. We're coming to a halfway point of our show. This is Red 42 on Liberty News Radio. I'm Scoop State with Charlie Duff.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's kosher-tified.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
We'll be right back.
We're back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
And we're back on Red 42. Okay, take a breather, Mr. Plant. Okay, this is Scoop Stanton with Charlie Duff. We're having a heck of a conversation about the state of modern America. Hey, Charlie, you're talking about the jail in downtown Detroit that never was completed, just became a rubble, and nobody went to jail. Well, in fact, here in D.C., go ahead.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was just listening to you. Go on.
Okay. Here in D.C., where, you know, it's a scandal a minute about everything, Fast and Furious, Travelgate, Watergate, Russiagate, Emailgate, Benghazi Gate. Nobody goes to jail. I mean, I think the last person who went to jail was Barry Bonds lying to Congress during a congressional hearing on steroids, which nobody gives a crap. Charlie, why is it that, you know, the average hoodlum goes to jail for, like, you know, sticking up a liquor store, but people that just commit heinous crimes and just steal trillions of dollars, why don't they ever go to jail?
Because they got power. And the guy that sticks a gun in somebody's face in the liquor store should go to prison. And should the guy that rips us off blind. Now, let me say this. I'm on this show because you've been nice to me. I know you, right? But I'm hearing some of that commercial stuff. Let me make this very clear, right? I am a white man. I am a black man. I am a red man. I'm a northern man. I'm an American. My people are from the South, and they're from the North. I am not an anti-Semite. I do not believe in division. I do not believe in white supremacy. I do not believe white people should take a backseat to other people. I believe in equality. I believe in brotherhood. And I believe in a common solution amongst all of us. I do not celebrate the Confederacy. I celebrate the American person. Your heritage is fine. I have no problem with it. Let's look for something common. I'm not into that. That's not going to get this done. If you believe in this great thing called America, then it's all of us. And we can disagree because this is the greatest experiment in the history of humankind. And it's not going to end with me. I just want to make that very clear. I'm
right.
Pro-human. Very
right.
Clear. I'm not an anti-Semite.
Right.
In fact, I might have Jewish blood. I think I do. I got all of that. What do you want me to do? Go away? If you want, support the North and buy a Ford.
But,
well, all right?
Well, all right, Charlie, a couple things. You know, one thing we say on our program is that equal rights for all,
yep.
Special privileges for none. That's
okay.
Number one. Secondly,
a grown man for the entirety of his life. But
right.
I will not abide by children being sick, ignorant, or ill-fed. I look, man, you know what I mean? You got to do what's right as a man. We're not going to let
right.
The children, no matter who the parents are, suffer. I can't have it because you know why? All of our kids are in a society together. They're a human
right.
Family. I can't have people ripping off Detroit, keeping this thing abjectly poor, right? While I pay the taxes for it. You know, we got to stand up, educate ourselves, vote how you want to. You can believe how you want to. Just remember the principle, right? Equality
right.
For all. That's... Man, anybody arguing with that, forget about it. Just forget about it.
Right. Right.
But yeah, man,
and secondly,
your thing. Don't point guns at
right.
People.
Well,
unless they point.
Well, we only
you.
Do that. Right. Well, we only do it in self-defense. But you know, as much as we, you know, this is a right. But anyways, as much as you know, we have League of the South and other sponsors, Dixie Republic. Myself, Jim Lancia, Sean Bergen, Matt the Copperhead, we're all Northerners. Now, you know, I moved, you know, south of the Mason-Dixon line to this cesspool known as Washington, D.C., but
you live in D.C.,
that's why we
sit.
What?
You live in D.C. You don't live in Roanoke.
No.
You live but in the heart of it.
Right. And I hate this place.
You get a government pension. And you know what? You've earned it. And as it's my responsibility, it's all of our responsibility to honor the promise that we made you as a public servant. Absolutely. I cannot have your family, right, destitute when it's time for you to check out of this place and on to the next world, you know? I can't have that.
Right. Right. But
can't have it.
Right, but look at the facts. Washington, D.C. and the surrounding communities of Fairfax, Loudoun County, Montgomery County, Prince William County are some of the richest places in America. Meanwhile, you go to Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. They're just all...
Wichita, Riverside, Bend, Oregon... Spokane, right? Bismarck.
Yep.
Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Bangor.
I mean,
Bridgeport, Rochester, right?
Yep.
Right.
Syracuse, Utica. I mean,
Rome. Joliet. We can go. Let's give shout out to everybody. Memphis.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, McMinnville. Miss you. For sure. Right. For sure.
Right.
And, like, you know, there's a deep frustration. And, you know, the media, my book is also about, like, you know, I'm the media. I get a real good look at it, too. I understand your frustration. I understand the hyper-partisan position they've all taken, right, because it's a dying industry. And... you need to consolidate an audience. But they were shocked that, you know, Bernie, Trump, they're shocked at the discontent. The mainstream media seems unaware of the difficulties out there. Truly, the difficulties out there. And so they promised us they're going to do a better job of, you know, covering our lives. But instead of doing that, Now instead of like two talking heads at any one time, you got eight talking heads. But you never see, you know, you never see regular middle America on there unless there's a school shooting or, you know, something of that nature. Like, people aren't dumb, man. You know, they're not stupid. They might be ignorant of some facts. If you can give them the facts, then They're wiser, but people are not stupid. People are smart.
Yep, people are smart. That's why they've been turning off CNN, MSNBC, canceling the subscriptions.
They've been watching more than ever, dude. The ratings are up because it's Trump. Because he's a hell of a show. Right?
Right.
He's now a sounding board and a focal point. But things just roll on like they've been rolling on. Like, we got forever war. We got trickle down that doesn't trickle down, right? We got another bubble. The VA still doesn't work, right? The jobs are gone and they're not coming back.
Well, what about Trump saying that Chrysler's moving a plant from Mexico back to Detroit?
That's cool. I mean, you know, once you dig into it, things are never as simple as they seem, right? But that's cool. A couple hundred jobs. You know, we've lost a couple million when we normalized trade with China and we signed NAFTA and we signed CAFTA, you know, and then there's robotics, there's, you know, just technology. And, you know, now machines can cook hamburgers and, you know, bank tellers have been replaced by ATMs. Well, what are people going to do? I don't know. You know, Armageddon's coming, but Jesus.
Right. You're right. Well, you know, people will need to learn to, you know, put those machines together. They're going to need to learn to repair the machines, and they're going to need to learn to sell the machines to other companies. But, you know, part of the problem with the American economy, you have 50% of Americans servicing the other 50% of Americans.
Right. You know, because, look, here's just the truth. It's not deniable. The first world worker has become a secondhand shopper. That's it. That's the root of most of this, because the most important color in this country is green. And when you don't have enough of it, you got problems.
Yep. All right, Charlie, that's the
My man.
Start of our... All right, we got one more segment. We could talk about your book, The Poop Storm, that's coming out real soon. Talk about the media.
Show. Get it right.
Right.
Show. Go on Amazon.
All right, the S-Show.
Right now, you can pre-order it.
All right, this is Red 42 on Liberty News Radio. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Once again, here's the potato and the pasta. I mean, Opie and Anthony. I mean, here's Jim and Scoop.
Okay, we're back on Red 42. This is Scoop Stanton running solo with the great Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, you got a book coming out called S Show. It's not the whole word, but you got
an
asterisk.
Show.
Right. What's the book about, sir?
S-H, asterisk T. Just like, you know, the big kerfuffle we had with Trump and the African and Latin and Haitian countries. Right? Just like that. But it's a copyrighted, so I own it. I sent him a cease and desist letter.
Right.
What's it about? It's about this.
Yeah.
It's about the American people. It's from 2000. 13 when I walk into Roger Ailes' office at Fox News and ask him if I can do a series on television for all of his stations called The American. And it goes all the way through 2017. It goes from the Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. It goes to Bundy's Ranch. It goes to Flint. It goes to the Mexican border where it goes into Mexico where our factories are. It goes to Detroit. It goes to Ferguson. It goes on the campaign trail of Trump. And it attempts to explain to you other people and their issues and their concerns are pretty much like yours. We're not that far off. For instance, Clive and Bundy. Remember him? Man, the standoff. They got, yep. They got the weapons. They're pointing at the feds, blah, blah, blah. Sum total is this. Your family's been there 100 years, right? It's all cool. Now the government wants it. So they come to take it. Well, you know, man doesn't like that. So the government, as far as his people are concerned, is his enemy. Okay, boom. Go to Ferguson. Okay, ostensibly we say that that was all about a white cop dropping a young black guy, right? And, you know, in part it was. But that happens all the time in America. What else happened? Well, here's what happened. The government, because, you know, Ferguson went over a decade, it went majority white to majority black, but the bureaucracy's still white, and the bureaucracy can't pay for itself. So they instruct, yes, they instruct the police to shake down the populace, which is now black. So you get the jaywalking ticket, the double jaywalking ticket. You get charged for your night in jail for not paying your jaywalking ticket. Suddenly, everybody's looking at the government as their enemy. That's a similar thought, right? Government's just laying into me. Government's taking from me. Government's not doing for me. Government's not trying to make my life better. That's what people feel. So that's kind of the deal. And then, you know, I mean, Trump enters the race and I follow him around for a while. And I'm using him as a prop. Trump's not my story. You, my brother, are my story. The American people. So this is, I tried as a media guy to show you what the media does. And I tried to show you how your countrymen's living. I don't think there's anything like that out there. And yes, the book is called S Show, subtitle, The Country's Collapsing and the Ratings Are Great. Because when I went to Ferguson, for instance, and they're waiting to see if they're going to, grand jury's going to indict Officer Wilson, right? And we know that they're not going to. The media gets there, you know, like 2 weeks, a week before the grand jury comes back with their decision. And they're setting up cameras and director's chairs and awnings and Klieg lights. And all of a sudden, West Florissant Avenue becomes a set. The only thing missing mm-hmm. is a banner being stretched across the boulevard there saying, you know, broadcast TV news for all your rioting needs. It was almost, and the people of Ferguson felt this, like they were baiting you into a riot, okay? And, yeah. And quite frankly, I was there in the middle of the riot when they're, you know, I'm interviewing a guy, he's trying to stop people from looting the liquor store.
Right.
Right? I'm telling you, it was 50 drunk douchebags and not St. Louis. I'm telling you straight up, I was there.
Right. And yeah, and you have the video footage to prove it. And I watched that clip numerous times when that we'll call him traffic cone guy came in and whacked you. And I'm looking, I was like, is he packing heat? And sure enough, that you were not packing any heat, but you're still ready to throw down, which, you know, that's why you're one of the greatest reporters out there. Meanwhile, what's his name from MSNBC was sitting in a caged parking lot where nobody can get to him, but they're still throwing rocks at him. But
you know,
I mean, that's,
man, you know, like, no, I'm not going to pack. And I couldn't throw down. You're in the middle of a riot. People are throwing batteries and bottles at you, right? You lay the guy out, and guess what's going to happen? Guess
you're
what
next.
Happens if you lay a guy out in the middle of a riot? You're gone. You're a goner, man. Do the math. But
right.
I'm not getting run off of no block. It's my country too, right? I'm here to document. I'm trying to, you know, what I dug about that was, watch this. The guy trying to stop the people from looting the liquor store is dark as coal, long dreads, muscular, handsome, right? And has a 45 in his waistband. Okay? Unbelievable, this guy. And he is one of ours. He's telling me, he's calling them all ignorant. Like, you're not even from right. this neighborhood, man. This is not what it do. That's what he said. This is not what it do. This is not what Michael Brown thing's all about. And they're all like, we're going to eat out of this, MF. Are you going to plug us? And he's like, no, I'm not going to. And in the meantime, you know, we were calling 911, and it was, you know, police were very upset at that time. So the city referred us to the county. County referred us to the state. State refers us back to the city. And it's like, nobody's out here. Oh, my God. Now look what happens if the police feel like, you know, they're not respected or protected. Nobody wants right. to end up, you know, if you did have to take a life because somebody tried to take your life, you're on the 11 o'clock news, your family's got to move away, right? So they send a message yep. to me, and I got it. I got the message. Okay, power to the people? Okay, cool. Who's going to run the police? The people? You know what I mean? These are very deep issues, man. Way beyond the slogan.
Right, the politicians run the police department. I mean, they go out there and say, all right, give us some, do some productivity, give us some summonses, give us some parkers, give us some movers. But then they take like Chicago, and they're told, some cops in some of these rougher houses were told, oh, you're going de-police. Like, and the cops are like, what the hell is that? Oh, you're not going to enforce, you know, go out there, crack heads. And, you know, in Chicago's the way it is because of de-policing, because they're not being allowed to do their job.
Well, you know, I mean, these are difficult. That's difficult because when you take a look at it, there's been a lot of payouts for this stuff. Like, you know, there's a culture. There's no doubt. You know, I'm not saying it's all Chicago guys. I'm not saying it's the majority. But there'll be stuff like, you know, you're putting a weapon in a guy's mouth. You can't do that. That's documented.
Right.
You can Google that.
Right.
Like, whoa. But, you know, and that Laquan McDonald, that thing did not look good to me, man. Did not look good to me. But look what happens when Chicago slows down. See, there's got to be some medium in here, right? Because in Detroit, people our murder rate is almost double Chicago's. People are screaming they want police, right? But when you get police, you're right. not happy about it. Nobody is, but we shoot, man. I go all night here. I lose sleep over this. Again, I'm for the union. You know what I mean?
The union of what?
I'm for it.
The labor union? Or?
I know. I'm for the union of the states, of people, of a country. Look, even if you don't agree with me, I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to ignore you. I'm just going to calm down a second, bro. What's your business?
Well, Charlie, here's my thing. You take like states from Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and they're all, you know, big union liberal states, and all the jobs moved away. So what do? They come down south. They come to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and they bring their politics with them. I mean, that's why Virginia went blue. And I currently live in Virginia. And some of the things these nutbags want are just absolutely awful. And I'm from New York myself. You know, my birth certificate does say city of New York, but I wish these people would move back because you know what? You vote yourself out of a job back home. Don't come down, you know, south to bring your politics and your bad ideas. Same thing in Colorado, Washington, Oregon. People in California, they vote themselves out of work. And they moved out. But anyways, Charlie, that's all the time we have today. We could probably do this for hours on end. Go check out his book. It's S Show on Amazon right now. You can pre-order it. This is Peter Scoop Stanton for Jim Lancia. and Charlie Duff wishing everybody good luck out there. All right, take away Mr. Edwards. We'll see you next time.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.